Los Angeles-based company, a design firm called Marmol Ratzinger. They are currently working on many projects in the Los Angeles area. There's many people who now collect modernist houses as art objects, and they're busy restoring those projects, like John Lautner's famous house in Los Angeles. They're also restoring. But why that's important, I think, is because it led them to this idea of developing their own unique approach to the prefab. When they were doing the restoration of these older homes, these older modernist homes, for example, like just with new, having to install new windows, it doesn't mean you pick them out of a catalog. They all have to be hand-built. And so almost all their work is residential right now. They also have designed houses for Tom Ford's three residences as well. They have a very refined sense of proportion and fit and finish and quality, and they're very, as I say, anal as architects and control freaks. And so they decided to do a design-build approach. And normally, when people hear design-build, it's more build and less design. In their case, it's just the opposite. It's heavily designed, and they also control the building or construction process. So they're used to offering a full set of services for their clients, including custom-made cabinetry. They have a whole series. They have a whole workforce, in fact, that executes all of their projects. And so when they came to wanting to do their prefab project, they have a space in downtown Los Angeles, a factory space now, and they produce their own prefab modules, which is no one else in the exhibition does that. That's to ensure the quality of their final product and assure delivery and maintain cost. Their project is a series of modules that are put together, and they offer three different kinds of modules: an interior module, a deck module, and a shade module. An interior module is what we consider the main living unit. That would be a fully enclosed, inhabitable space. The deck module is simply a slab that which you would use as a deck or a terrace. And then the shade module is the covered module. There's different cladding options. There's different metal finishes. Theirs uses a combination of the metal and the wood. The inside, the choices are pretty refined as well. Choice of walnut or teak cabinetry, tile work, limestone type composite material aggregate for countertops. And in these two photographs actually show a line of furniture. They also create their own furniture, and they have two furniture lines, the desert dining line, a desert living line. And there's, of course, like any prototype, this is actually Leo Marmol's home, or one of his homes. And this one, there's some differences in it. He used a lot of concrete for the deck modules, which you see here. And also discovered that was actually, even though they use lightweight concrete, it's very heavy to transport. And so they're offering some other choices for people to use for those modules so that the transport cost isn't too expensive.